This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for February 11th. I'm Paul Plack. For the third time in 2 years, the FAA has launched an investigation into possible violations of safety directives by Southwest Airlines. Japan's Koito Industries admitted Monday it has skipped safety testing on as many as 150,000 seats installed on up to 1,000 Boeing and Airbus jets used by 32 different carriers. The U.S. Department of Transportation has tentatively granted the waiver requested by Delta Airlines and U.S. Airways to allow a slot swap transaction at Reagan Washington National Airport and New York LaGuardia. The FAA has issued a special airworthiness information bulletin for the Liberty XL2. The agency says there have been 6 occurrences of a gull-wing door opening in flight. Embry-Riddle says it will begin offering its Master of Business Administration in Aviation program in Asia later this year. Bankrupt Japan Airlines says it will continue its partnership with One World Alliance, rejecting an overture from Delta, which has partnered with SkyTeam. Hong Kong Airlines has cited fuel efficiency in its selection of Pratt & Whitney's PW4170 Advantage 70 engine to power 6 new Airbus A330s. Sierra Industries reports receipt of an STC for installation of the Artex C406, an updated 406 MHz emergency locator transmitter on 6 models in the Cessna Citation line. Dare Cicada has been chosen to upgrade TBM-700s in service with French Armed Forces, bringing their avionics up to the standard of the newer TBM-850. And a 16-year-old young eagle in Michigan has become the first to use his free Sporties online course to pass his knowledge test for the private certificate. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, SAFE Chairman Doug Stewart gives us his take on the role of primary training in the recent airline safety controversy. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.